welcome to the next episode of the Z Money Podcast. I'm going to have my brother on today, who lives in a group home. I wanted to talk about WWE. They had Worlds Collide and Money in the Bank last night. Worlds Collide was at 3, Money in the Bank was at 7. I love the Money in the Bank matches. I think the right two people won. And Worlds Collide, I was really pulling for Chad Gable, but it was a terrific, terrific event, that Worlds Collide. That was on YouTube. I loved it. My favorite of the night was Mr. Iguana. I liked that name. I liked how he looked. I liked who he was. I loved the color green. Everything about him was very marketable. But the highlight of the night was R-Truth coming back, because that warmed my heart. I was like, oh, who is that? That's Seth Rollins, people. And then I see someone with black skin before he took off the hoodie. I'm like, oh, someone, did they sign a new person? When he took that off and it was R-Truth, I was so, so shocked. What I heard was Triple H saying it was all part of the story. But I also read online that it was because they didn't want to look bad in front of the media, so they took care of him. And he's going by his real name, Ron Killings, and he ignored the WWE until Nick Khan, the head guy of WWE, not the guy who's in charge of TKO, and not Triple H. It was actually Nick Khan who helped with the sale of WWE. He contacted R-Truth and he listened to him and they got him a different deal. I don't know. I knew he was back for real when I went to WWE shop and his Ron Truth shirt was there, and another shirt. I think it was a What's Up shirt, which he's been using that catchphrase for 17 years, and it always worked. So I was so happy to see him, because the fans really wanted him. And you have to listen to the fans. I think it was Cody Rhodes who said, you spoke, and we listened. And then Ron himself said that it wasn't part of the storyline. But I was happy to see him back, and I like how they ended that match. And it was John Cena's best match, I think, since he's been back. It was John Cena and Logan Paul versus Cody Rhodes and Jey Uso. It was a pretty good match. Next week, next Monday, not this Monday, I start my summer job, because my winter job is off, or my, not winter, just not summer. And I'm nervous and excited. I'm always nervous. I don't know if it's the autism or just I'm shy, not sure who I'm going to work with, if it's going to be a tough class, if I'm going to enjoy it, you know, things like that. But I do love what I do. And that's okay. And Friday the 13th, I might go for 2 tattoos. They give you limit to 2. Small tattoos, $31 each. Pretty nice. I'm going to do 2 of them. I might get the same one as my mother. Where's Waldo? She was thinking again, too. And I'm going to get a balloon dog that I had. I love dogs. I'm a dog person. And it might help a lot of people with anxiety issues and depression and all that. It's great. Of course, for 2 days, I walked around the block. And I got a sunburn today, go figure. But what can you do? Well, this episode, I actually went to see my brother today. I put him on the podcast to talk about the group home life. He likes it. And they help him there. They cook. Of course, his favorite food he brings up. And stuff like that. And then we went to his favorite place, McDonald's. And got him an iced coffee, a large, yes, sugar-free, because he has diabetes. And he drank it in like a minute. Wish I could do that. I could never. But that's just him. and I got his friend from the house a drink too. He didn't think about getting his roommate. Oh well. So I'll try to get my brother sometimes on the podcast. But this is the second edition of the podcast that I actually did in person. Trying to get my friend on the podcast through the wrestler, Julio, and another wrestler. I'm trying to get my grandma's cousin, who is on Survivor, on the podcast. We shall see. He might not do it. I haven't been able to contact him yet, but we'll see. Let's hope for the best before we get on, but let's just talk about things. Anxiety, depression, dogs, tattoos, wrestling, maybe video games, and anything we really want to talk about. Like, we've talked about why some women don't watch wrestling, why you shouldn't brag about autism, one of my friends Rachel, mental health. I talked about my tattoos. We're going to talk to someone from a group home. Of course, some people who might have autism live in a group home. I don't know if my brother necessarily has autism, but he's living in a home. And I got a list of all his disabilities. I just really should read the list. And we'll see about other episodes. Maybe we'll talk to wrestlers, as I said, and maybe interesting people. We'll see what happens and what episodes we have. For all we know, maybe I'll get a tattoo artist on here who wants to promote and talk about his tattoos and what he's doing. That would be pretty amazing, too. Because I have 19 tattoos. And yeah, I will be getting 20. Well, I appreciate to all the fans that are listening. But remember, email zmoneypodcast@yahoo.com. You can ask any question you would like to have on the podcast. Or anything you want to comment about if you like it. I still need to find out how many people are listening, and I hope people are. God bless you all. And here's the interview with my brother. Hi, this is the Z Money Podcast. I'm putting my brother on today because I don't get to talk to him much. I finally get to see him. I love you, man. Mm-hmm. How you doing? You good?
Yeah.
All right, I'm taking him to his favorite place for food. Well, maybe one of his. So how do you like living in a group home?
Good.
What? They really take care of you, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you eat well?
Yes.
He's got diabetes. It's kind of hard for him. He lives in a group home because he has a lot of challenges in life. Maybe autism, among other things. And he always asks for things. The recent thing he's asking for is a bed frame. So he's asking me, saying, I gotta go to this place. He wants to get it real quick. But he doesn't realize we gotta find the right bed frame. I got a new bed frame recently. It took a while to come. So I slept on just a mattress. So, let's bring up something about you. You're very aggressive when you don't get what you want, right?
I always tell them.
Yeah, it's okay to tell them because
no,
we're being open and honest. We're just, you throw things, hit things. That's how people are. But guess what? You always, always apologized. And that was at least a good thing, right?
Yeah.
He's sorry for what he's done, and it's tough. So living in the group home, do they cook all the meals, or do they take you out for food, right?
Yeah.
What are the meals like? What do you eat?
Chicken.
I had some chicken last night.
Chicken
Parmesan.
That sounds good.
What did you say?
Yeah, that sounds good. I like chicken Parmesan.
No, I meant, did you say mussels?
No, I don't have mussels.
Why did I think you said mussels? Mussels, the food I hate the most.
I love it.
I know you do. So does our grandmother, who was on a different episode of the podcast. So, what is your favorite food?
Mussels. No, I'll change that.
What's your favorite drink?
I don't know. I don't have one.
Coffee, maybe?
Yeah.
I always get you the decaf coffee.
I always aren't
McDonald's. Well, okay, we go to the McDonald's and he gets the non-decaf some. Mm-hmm. Because that's what they have on the iced. But what can you do? It's pretty good. So, I was going to try to get my brother to go to local wrestling with me. My friend wanted to go, but it's for him to go. Because he's a wrestler there, but it's probably not going to happen. So how many people live in the group home?
Five.
Five people live in the group home, and they always have staff to take care of them.
Yeah.
Which is great. So, let me see what else I could ask you. What time do they say lights out for everyone at a certain time?
Yeah.
Or can you just stay awake as long as you'd like?
Stay awake.
Make sure you go to bed early. You'll wake up refreshed in the morning. Because I did that last night. Oh, I got a sunburn from walking for an hour. Don't forget your suntan lotion if you're going to do that. So, my brother lived in two group homes. Which one do you like better? The new one or the old one?
New one.
You like that better than the old one?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I like some of the guys you live with. A couple of them look out for him. We're not going to give any names, but, you know, you really learn to appreciate them. Because you always have someone to look out for you and someone who cares. And you need that in life. So, let me ask you something. Do you have ADHD?
Yeah.
Probably, because you're very hyper at times. And that's not a great thing, but you know what? That's okay, you get through it. Do you know anything else you have?
No.
You might have a form of autism, maybe.
No, I don't.
You never know, though. You gotta get tested. I know there's a whole list of things you have, and I have that list, but I should have read it. But even if I did, we're not gonna read it on air, because it might be personal. And you're on medicines for it, which is good, if it helps. I don't know, because I'm not the home. The home takes care of that. The home takes care of the medicines, the feeding, the living. And we're thankful you're in a place. So while living in the home, what are your hobbies? What do you like to do?
Done.
Not done.
I don't want anymore.
No, what do you like to do? He doesn't want to finish the podcast because, I don't know. But what do you like to do in the house? What hobbies do you do? What do you do?
I don't know.
I can give you an example. Oh. When I've called you, I hear it. It's loud. He loves it. It begins with an M.
Music.
That's it. He got it right. Music. What type of music do you listen to?
Hip-hop.
Hip-hop.
Everything.
Like
everything.
Rap. Yeah, everything. What are your main artists?
Oh, wow.
A yawn, he said. What are your main artists that you like?
Hip-hop. It's hip-hop.
No, I meant what singer?
Mm.
Who's like someone you really like?
Eminem.
Eminem. Yeah, that's what I thought he would say. Anyone else?
Elton John?
You listen to him?
Yeah.
Elton John has a song out called Stand that, I mean, it was Eminem's song, but they sang it together, which is pretty cool.
I got a song
cool.
for you to hear.
What's it called?
I'm gonna put it on for you.
Because I got a song for you to hear, too.
Yeah.
One artist that I really like is named Iam Tongi.
What's that?
Iam Tongi is a Samoan. You know, like wrestling we watch?
Yeah.
Or you, Iam, not Iam Tongi.
The, come on for you.
The Rock?
Yeah.
Roman Reigns, the Usos, they're all Samoan.
Oh, isn't this?
Rikishi's a Samoan.
Yeah.
And Iam Tongi is a Samoan. Guess what he did?
What?
He won American Idol. And the song's real good. I forgot the name of the song. But it was for a movie that came out from Disney. And the song is really amazing. I really like it. Mm-hmm. So I think you'll like it. We have a couple minutes left on the podcast and then we'll go. We go to 10 minutes sometimes. And then I record an ending for it. So Did you watch any wrestling lately?
No.
I tried. I'm trying to get him to go to the locals, but we'll see. We will see. If it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. But it's an honor. It's nice to go see my brother today. Because I don't get to do that too much. He lives rather far, and it doesn't always happen so much. But I love the guys you live with at the home. They're great guys. So, next question. What is your favorite food that they make at the house? Do not say pizza. They don't make the pizza. His favorite food might be pizza. He's not allowed pizza. So we're not going to bring that up. But last question. What's your favorite drink?
You said that already.
Oh, yeah, I did say that. Well, then, we're not going to ask that again. It's coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, it might have been coconut water.
Yeah, I like coconut water, yeah.
He loves coconut water. Yeah. You know what? I know things about my brother. He's in his 30s and so am I, so pretty cool. It's been a tough road with him, but you know what? It's nice to know I have a brother. Love you, man. It's always nice to know you have someone you can call.
Yeah.
And they call and call and call when they need something. Right? So last question. Who's your favorite wrestler right now?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
What about...
The Rock.
He doesn't really wrestle that much.
I know, but I don't know.
Actually, really at all. He's part of the board for TKO.
Yeah, it changes to TKO.
I know, I have a share of their stock.
It's a boxing show.
TKO is the company that owns UFC and WWE.
Yeah,
I don't think they own any boxing, actually.
They're getting rid of WWE.
They're not getting rid of WWE. They bought them. And they're making some money, man. Hey, did you see that the show King of the Hill is coming back?
What?
It's going to be on Hulu. I'm excited. Me and Mom watched every episode. Mike Judge, the guy who did the voices for Beavis and Butthead, and one of the guys in their neighborhood also did the voice for Hank Hill.
I like that. My favorite show.
King of the Hill?
Yeah. Used to watch that.
I've watched every episode of Mom. You know what? I think it's a quality show. But we're on our way to get food for my brother. Well, actually... Drinks. And we sometimes get drinks for the people at the house, you know. You got to look out for them, too. So, well, it's been nice talking to you, and thank you for the podcast. Did you have fun going on?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the thing is, it's challenging with my brother. He calls when he wants something, even if he doesn't supposed to have it. He didn't even really want to do this podcast. Why, were you nervous?
No.
Listen, I've done 4 episodes, and I'm as shy as can be. And I do them. And then I do a beginning and an end. I might not even do the beginning. I might just call it an end. So, how is it living in a group home?
That's 10 minutes.
Yeah, I know, but how is it living in a group home?
Good.
I know you'd rather live at my house, but it's a full-time job. And you know what? I work. And it's tough. Uh-huh. Well, we're going to go... We're going to pick somewhere. He lives close to places, and my brother Eric knows where they're at, so it's very helpful. Thank you, everyone, for listening. You know, Richard, our cousin's going to listen to my podcast, or was.
Yeah.
I saw him yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm the quiet one, so I barely say anything. But he saw my autism tattoo yesterday.
Yeah.
All right, well, love you, man. Thanks for your time. All right, we're on our way. Thanks, bye. This is the ending to the podcast. I wanted to say, if you need someone to live in a group home, look up companies that do it. And it's a great thing for people with mental disorders and that, people with autism or mentally challenged and all that. He lives with great people. One of them, I call him. Answers the phone. Is Eric there? And he goes, Eric, brother. He can't really talk that much, but that's what he says. He helps out. Another one of the guys helped Eric move his bedroom set. And it really warms my heart. They are great guys. They do great things And they live together, and I really appreciate how it works out. So if you have anyone who needs to live in a group home, look up companies. You can look up group homes. They might have a bunch in the area. Anyone needs that. My brother lives in one, so I don't get to see him that much, but it's a great feeling. Thank you. Hope you had a good episode. Enjoyed this and a good week. Email zmoneypodcast@yahoo.com.